listen to me. I'm a flawed human. I'm going to be teaching you these concepts and these ideas, but you don't have to accept everything.
Welcome to the Leah Darrow Podcast, where I help you craft a business and a family life you love. I'm your host, Leah, an entrepreneur, proud wife to a Green Beret, and devoted mom of seven. Whether you're a parent with a dream, an entrepreneur with a vision, or you just love a good old dose of inspiration, you are in the right place for mindset, branding, and marketing success. Let's help each other win in business and in life, because this is the podcast that celebrates both babies and dreams.
All right. I am so excited to share this next episode with you. I promised you this one in the first one. The very first episode, I talked about dream police. And if that is something you're dealing with right now, go and listen to that. Talked about dream police and what you need to do to combat the dream police who try to steal your dream that God has given you to fulfill in this world. And today we're going to talk about your lore. Your story, right? Your lore is what makes you. It's your perspective. It's the lens that you see the whole world. And it's important that you know it. It's important that you know your own lore. And I know it probably sounds silly, right? Because you live it. But have you spent time really processing what those experiences are and how they've changed you, how they've changed your perspective, what they've done for you? Why do you do the things that you do? Your lore is important. It's an important piece of understanding who you are and what you do in this world. And I'm bringing this up because I promised you that I would tell you a little bit of the background of why I've started this new podcast, the Leah Darrow Podcast. And it's a little bit of sharing my own lore with you. And I find this important to share, not because I'm trying to stroke my ego and tell you all about me, like listen to all the things that I've done and the great and the good and the bad. No, I'm telling you because too many of us follow voices on social media that are not voices or the perspective that are really helping us. And we're not discerning enough of listening to like, what are the voices that I think would really help me in my life, in my mission, in my work, in my family, all of it. And so not that you have to have the exact same perspective as somebody else, but we really should do our due diligence to find out like, okay, what is the perspective of this person as they're saying this thing to me that I'm now going to take and change my whole life on because they said this one thing and they've called themselves an expert. So I guess I should listen to them. You are the expert in your life. You know you better than anybody. Well, maybe not as good as God, but you know what I mean. You know you. And to know your lore is so important to know like what are all those things that have made you you? Those really hard things that have made you you? Because I guarantee you, it wasn't the easiest times of your life. You're like, yes, it super defined me when I was relaxing on the beach, you know, in Tahiti. Those are not moments that define us. It's when we go through the shit. It's when we go through the hardest moments of life. It's when we are sitting there burying a child. Or it's when you're sitting there dealing with something you never thought you would ever deal with in your marriage. Or it's when you're sitting there and you are alone and there's no one that's reaching out to help you when you are at your lowest. I mean, there's a laundry list of lows, but it's those moments of suffering that do start to define us. And at least they can, if we allow them to. And if we allow them to, in my opinion, allow God to come in to speak through it and to redeem that suffering and make sense out of it, right? In some way. So our lores matter. And it's important that you know my perspective as we go through this Leah Darrow podcast when I share things about mindset or, you know, anything involving business or branding or marketing and minds, you know, or I said mindset, but all of those things because of I have a certain perspective. And you have a right to know that perspective. I think you do. I think it's important because our experiences in life create a lens that we see the world and that we see people and how we treat people. They define a little bit of our character, our integrity. And I think that we have to be a little bit more vulnerable as people who are in the world as influencers or leaders in any way to be able to say, hey, look, this is my perspective and this is who I am. And I find too many of these influencers and leaders are just trying to hide. They don't want to share any of that personal stuff enough. Like, not that they have to divulge everything. And they don't want to share that, but yet they have these perspectives. And you're like, something just seems off. Like, you seem to be very, very set on this one thing. It's probably because part of their lore is explaining that. And you should have a right to know some of that. So here is, said it enough. Let me just get to the nitty gritty of kind of what I have, part of my lore that's brought me to this space. So I have been doing public speaking for a very long time, almost 15 years. I've been speaking on stages and sharing my life, sharing my faith and my faith journey. And it's been the best. It's been so good. And in the process of doing that, I was trying to figure out, you know, how to create a business model around it, or at least like, how do I make this work for me? Especially when I got married and I had baby one, baby two, baby three, four, five, six. And it was just like, okay, you know, how do I make this work? And I had to figure so much out on my own. And I'm not complaining about that. It's just I didn't know where to go. I did reach out to some people. Some people didn't want to help. Some people did. And I was trying to figure out, like, how do I do this? Like, how do I, like, simple things? How do I create a contract for myself as a public speaker? How do I get my website up and going? How do I write a book? How do I start a podcast? How do I start an app? How do I create a global group of women praying together every single day? How do I start a little Lux University where I have people, you know, I'm producing courses and people are coming in and they're teaching and they're having all this digital course material in there. I was trying to figure everything out on my own, and I did. And God brought me all the right people along the way. But it was, in a sense, like clawing a mountain. It's just dirty and messy. And it just felt like there had to be a better way. And there was. I just didn't know where to go or who to ask for help. And so since then, I've started to pivot over the past couple of years with some promptings, honestly, of what God's had on my heart, of the things that I really love to do. Like, I really love business. I really am interested in it. I find myself reading those books. I find myself listening to all the podcasts. I find myself going to these conferences. And I just realized, like, I have a little bit of a knack for this. I really enjoy it. What could I do? What could I share with people about how they could also get their business up and going and the things that I've learned in mine? And maybe it's not the exact same business, which that's fine. It doesn't have to be. But my perspective and the businesses that I've done in this space, it's not all for naught. And so I started to transition more into business coaching and also personal development, because honestly, I would give these talks to people. Okay. I would give a keynote presentation. I remember one in particular, and it was until like 19,000 people were there. I believe that's what we were told at that point. 19,000 people were there at this event, and I gave the keynote presentation. Praise be to God. It was great. It was good. I did my best. Afterward, I stood in a certain place because they were like, hey, would you mind receiving people afterwards? I was like, yeah, of course. It's actually my favorite part, right? For most speakers, it is, not all, but for most speakers, it's like you get to actually talk to people one-on-one versus a whole big group. And so I did that. I was so excited to do this. And I sat in that line, or I stood receiving people. And I do not say this to impress you. I say this to impress upon you. This is why I'm doing the work I'm doing. I stood receiving people for over 6 hours. There was a line that snaked all around the building, and I stood there. And I remember my husband was with me. He was like helping me. He was like, I was taking off my shoes and he got me a chair at one point. Somebody went and ordered me pizza, and I was like eating pizza in between talking with people. And the questions that people were talking were the questions people were giving me, the comments that they gave me, were not about what prayer should I pray to fix this thing. They were questions of like, how do I stop hating myself? How do I forgive myself for everything I've done when I know it's so bad? How can I love myself a little bit more? And it just began to I'm very affected by these things. It doesn't necessarily like break my heart, but it's just so real. It's real because we all deal with these things. And this is why this is about 10 years ago, I began really diving more into personal development. And of course, the personal development world it's a little wild. It's like the Wild West. There's a lot of stuff in there. You can go down the route of like crystals. You can go down the route of talking to the universe. And I was just like, okay, well, I'm going to keep to scripture. I'm going to keep to my faith. I'm going to keep to the fact that Christ has called me to renew my mind. He's called me to redemption. He's called me to repentance. He's called me to mercy and compassion. What can I do with everything Christ has given us? And he made me. And I know he also wants to help me with the mindset that is more like him than of the world. And that personal development work began about 10 years ago, hardcore for me, hardcore. Like I went deep into this space and I realized there's a lot of stuff in the personal development world that's amazing. I've learned so much from the best of the best. And then there's so much that is like, I'm just gonna stay away from that. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. You know, it's like I tell people in my, I have a program called Power Made Perfect, which is Christian personal development. And I tell people all the time, I'm like, listen to me. I'm a flawed human. I'm going to be teaching you these concepts and these ideas, but you don't have to accept everything. It's kind of like going down the grocery aisle. I want you to just remember that you don't have to put everything in your cart. You can, if you hear something and it doesn't resonate with you, just keep it on the shelf. You don't have to put it in your cart. And so the same thing here with this podcast. Everything that I'm going to be sharing, feel free. If something works for you and it clicks for you, take it. And if it doesn't, just put it back on the shelf. It's totally fine. No one's taking offense over here. But part of my lore is the fact that in my public speaking career, I was also learning business kind of, you know, just 101. It was just crazy. It was crazy. My husband was just laughing at me constantly being like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to launch this thing. I'm going to make my own conference. I'm going to start an online summit. I'm going to make my own app. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to figure it out along the way. But here's the thing. Part of my Lord now is I don't want you just to figure it out along the way. If there's something that I can do to help you, I'd love to help you. I'd love to help you. I'd love to be able to give you that content to help you in the process of whatever it is of the mission that God has given you. Is what I'm going to give going to help everybody? No, of course not. That's not the point. I'm not here to do that. But for those that are kind of in that same lane, and maybe understand my perspective and understand like where I'm coming from, which again is why I'm sharing parts of my lore here. That's where I want to be. I have a heart for you. I do. I do believe 100% your babies and your dreams go together. That God is not just saying, she's got to pick one. Okay, lady, you can't have both. I mean, there's nothing in scripture that has ever said that. Now, of course, as I said again in my first episode, we would never put a dream over a baby. Okay. So let's just stop the nonsense now. Cause I'm not even gonna get into those people who say those things. Like I have zero time for you because you clearly are just wanting to start shit with people. And I'm not about that. I'm here to help build bridges, not burn them. And we all know those people. There are people out there, no matter what you do, no matter how much you're trying to explain yourself or what you want to share, that they're still just not going to be okay with you. Let them be. Let them be. Let them be. Right. As I said in my first episode with Dream Police, there's just going to be those people who just want to take you down. And that's okay, right? We're just going to avoid them, walk around them, and keep on the path that God has given us. So I share my lore with you so you would not know a little bit of my perspective of, you know, who I am and where I'm coming from to share what I'm going to share over these next however many episodes that God gives me the time to do this in. We have such little time. It's such precious time. And whatever your lore is, if I want you to start thinking about it, I want you to start documenting it any way that you can. And that's really the point of this episode is for you to really think about your own lore. Why are you the way that you are? I was thinking of that line from Michael Scott when he's talking to Toby. I'm a huge Office fan. It's disturbing how much I know of The Office. This comes to my mind every single time I pray. I actually think of The Office. And I know that obviously tells you like where my spiritual life is. However, don't judge me yet. I think about it because I think that the Lord is saying, Leah, I'm glad you're here because you happen to know more Office quotes than scripture and we need to change that. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. We need to change it. But getting back to my point, but you know, Michael says to Toby, why are you the way that you are? He just has such disgust at him. You don't have to have disgust at yourself, but be curious, be open. Be open to yourself of like, what is that lore? What's made me the way that I am? And then if there is something that needs healing, which there is, let me just tell you right now, spoiler alert, there's going to be something in your lore that needs healing. You know, bring that to Christ. Let him do what he does best, which is redeem. And just, you know, keep that perspective, because we all have that lens that we see this world through. And it's, I do believe that it's my job to be transparent with you. If I'm going to be a leader and if I'm going to share and offer what I can for true contribution in the world, that you should know a little bit, obviously. Family stuff still stays private, but you should know a little bit of my perspective, a little bit of where I'm coming from, so that you understand what I'm saying, just a bit, so that there is that availability to you to either, you know, put in the cart or put it on the shelf of whatever you want to keep or just pass on by. So anyways, that is our second episode of the Leah Darrow podcast. Know your lore, my friends. You know a little bit about mine now. You know where we're going to go. I'm all about how that I fully believe that God's given all of you a mission to do in this world. And if he's given you babies and he's given you mission and babies are the mission too, of course. And I would love to help support you in that space. So we are going to talk so much more about so many different aspects. And I can't wait to go into that more with you later. That's a wrap on another episode of the Leah Darrow podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and sprinkle some starry love with a 5-star review. Your support and reviews not only brighten my day, I love that, but it also really helps other amazing moms and mompreneurs find us in this galaxy of podcasts. So until next time, keep dreaming big with your little ones or your big ones in tow. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, everything is always working out for us.